In the Mishnah we learned yesterday that Rabbi Elazar holds that a person can use a window shutter only if it's kosher v'tali. It has to be tied to the window and has to be hanging from the window in a way that it's not dragging on the ground. So the Chacham discreet and the Chacham say, Bein kach u'bein kach, pokekinbo. That either way you're allowed to use the window shutter. The question is, my bein kach u'bein kach. What does it mean either way? Does it mean whether it's, does it mean that you can use the shutter even if it's not hanging? Whether it's hanging or not hanging? Or does it mean you can use the shutter even if it's not tied? Bein, whether it's kosher or whether it's not kosher. So Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Kana answered, it doesn't have to be tied on at all. V'husha masuka, as long as the person had mentally prepared for it to be used on Shabbos. But to actually be tied onto the window is not required at all. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, why don't we interpret the sheet of the Rabbanan that it at least has to be tied to the house, because we have a parallel machlokas when we talk about a bolt for a door, where we say hanigrar b'medina, a bolt that's dragging on the ground can be used outside of the Mikdash. In the Medina, as long as shomto manicha b'keren zavis, as long as you detach it completely, and as long as you don't detach, you are in shomto manicha b'keren zavis, you don't detach it completely. Meaning the point is that it still has to be kosher. So why don't we say the same thing is true when it comes to the window shutters? So Rabbi Abba answers that his understanding is that the Chacham of our Mishnah follow the sheet of Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rav Shmuel Gamliel writes, "Kanish eskinu balabayis liels posech v'naobo mesukan afal pishenu kasher." If you have a pipe that's used to lock a door, it can be used even if it's not at all tied on. It's not at all connected, as long as you had mentally prepared for it to be used before Shabbos. So that's what the Chacham are conforming to, that you don't need it to be kosher at all. Rabbi Yochanan paskens like Rav Shmuel Gamliel that you're allowed to use the pole even if it's not attached to the door. Even though he disagrees with Rav Shmuel Gamliel in a different machlokas, in that Rabbi Yochanan would only allow moving it if you could use it as a kli on its own, whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds that just deciding to use it as a lock is good enough to take away the muktzah status. But like we say, you don't have to follow every single sheet of Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan could hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel in one halacha and not hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel in another halacha. So Gemara goes on. Darish Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Pischa Dereish Kalusa Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha taught that we pass like Rabbi Elazar, that you're allowed to use a window shutter if it is attached to the house and hanging in a dangling way from the window where it's not dragging on the ground. So the Gemara just questions this Pesach, since there's a Mishnah on Kufnan Zayin Amar Aleph that tells a story at the very end of the Pesach, that tells a story of Rabbi Tzaddik's father and Abba Shol ben Batnes, where they shuttered a window with something that wasn't attached to the house. So apparently that's not like Rabbi Elazar, who says that you can only shutter the window when it's still attached to the house. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's another Stam Mishnah in Erevin that says like Rabbi Elazar. So you have a Stam Mishnah in Shabbos that goes against Rabbi Elazar, but a Stam Mishnah in Erevin that goes like Rabbi Elazar, but still the Stam Mishnah that works against Rabbi Elazar in Shabbos seems to be more authoritative, because it's not just a Stam Mishnah, it's a Maisa Rav. It tells us that Gedolei Atanoim were willing to rely on this Lamaisa, and if this is what they did in practice, that's a much stronger Stam Mishnah than a Stam Mishnah that just tells us what the Halacha is. Next Mishnah, Kisui HaKelim. The Mishnah has a Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, when covers of Kelim are considered Muksa and when they're not considered Muksa. So 3 points are made to frame the Machlokas. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan holds everybody agrees that in order for the kisui to be usable, it has to be able to function as a kli in its own right. Number two, everybody also agrees that covers of kelim that do not need to have a handle in order to avoid being mukta. And everybody agrees that kisui karkaos, covers of holes in the ground, do require handles in order to avoid being muktza. So the Gemara offers two ways to understand what the machlokas is about. Number one, bekelim de chavrinu ba'ara. They may be arguing about the covers of kelim that have been attached to the ground, where the Rabbanan think that it's too similar to covers of holes and therefore it needs to have handles in order to avoid being muktza. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're regular kelim covers and they don't need handles in order to avoid being muktza. Second explanation is that they argue about kisui tanur, the cover of an oven. Tanakama considers it like the cover of a hole in the ground. Rabbi Yossi says it's like the cover of a regular kli. Hadron lach kol hakelim. Then the next Mishnah, the next parak begins. Mefanin afilu arba v'chamish kupa shal tavim shal tavua. Mishnah says a person is allowed to clear out 4 or 5 boxes of straw or grain to make room for either orchim or mipnei bittel beis medrash, to make room for people to learn. So that heter only allows the strenuous work, the tircha yaseira of moving things, but there's no heter to move muktza items. So the Mishnah gives a list of what kinds of things you're allowed to move, what kinds of things you're not allowed to move. The whole list is just what's muktzah, what's not muktzah. You're only allowed to move things that aren't muktzah, even though it's a big schlep. So the Gemara questions, but it's a strange line the Mishnah starts with. If you're allowed to move five boxes, of course you're allowed to move four boxes. That's less strenuous than five boxes. So the daf concludes with two answers to that question. First, Rav Chisda answers that when you have a total of five boxes, you're only allowed to move four of them, because if you remove all five, you're emptying the whole area out, and that you're not allowed to do. And so you're not allowed to empty the entire place out. However, lo yaschil ba'otzer, you can't. But if you have more than five boxes, you can move five. Lo yaschil ba'otzer, you're not allowed to take anything from a storehouse that hasn't been in use from before Shabbos, because the produce is not assumed to be designated specifically for Shabbos use, and therefore it would be muktzah. And this assumes, like the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that we have a broad definition of muktzah. The second approach is that four or five is an expression. It's the way people speak. That it's not, it's lav dafka, four or five. It's an expression. Really, you can move many more boxes. As long as you don't empty the entire room out, you're allowed to move as many boxes as you need, because if you empty the entire room out, then we're worried you might be mashvagumos, you might even out the floor. But there is no restriction on starting to empty the warehouse on Shabbos, because we all like Rabbi Shimon's more limited view of how to define muktzah. And that's the end of Daf Kuf Chav Vav.